views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled to be here today at exactly 4 minutes past the hour. Why do I mention this? Because today I have the great pleasure of welcoming back numerologist Raynell Williams in just a few minutes. We'll be doing readings in the second half of the show. Thank you, Benny, as always, for steering this canoe, and thank you one and all for tuning in. I was so excited when Raynell was going to be back on the show, as we had so many callers call in with questions regarding their numerological vibration back in December. Raynell is a fellow bookmate, as we met through both being in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States. We talked on the phone and totally admired her philosophy, her approach, and her style. Not to mention, she totally knows her stuff. So in the second half of the show, I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to Raynell for her numerology perspective. If you're feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the context of the lens of the readings. Now, if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. When you call in, be sure to give Benny your full birth date so Raynell can do her numerology analysis. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at Elite Tarot, which is ELITETAROT.com, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. One of the reasons why I am so happy when experts in metaphysical specialties different from mine come on the show is that it provides a different perspective and perhaps alternate path forward to our connection with the universe. It's my belief that guidance, clarity, and insight is best achieved through a collaborative structure. Each one of us is a unique composite of talents, energies, and gifts. And as such, there is no one solution, no one approach, no one definitive voice when it comes to dealing with a specific situation. I always say that you, as the ultimate consumer, need to determine what approach, coach, philosophy resonates best with you when addressing any specific challenge you may be facing. So without further ado, let's get this party started as I tell you a little bit about Raynell. Raynell Williams first discovered numerology as a teenager and soon began using it to guide life choices for herself, family, and friends. Years later, she began serious study of numerology and soon discovered she no longer needed to look at the numbers in a chart. Eventually, the numbers became symbols of energy that told the life story of the person in session. Previously, Raynell spent 23 years in corporate, where she served in roles such as deputy insurance commissioner and senior consultant. In 2010, she resigned from an advancing career to live her passion as a numerologist and thought leader for the advancement of sovereign women. Today, Raynell is a numerologist and women's visibility and sovereignty mentor, not to mention being featured as one of the country's top psychics in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States. She's founder of Be Who You Are Woman and leads sovereignty workshops and retreats, and she also conducts private numerology and mentoring sessions by phone and Skype. So let's get her on. Welcome, Raynell, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, or shall I say, welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Eve. I'm so happy to be here. Yay!
I am thrilled that you are here. And I, you know, right before the show started, people were already calling. So you are quite the popular lady, let me tell you. Now, for
I love it.
Me too. Now, for people who may have missed your appearance back in December, first of all, they can listen to it in the archives. But if you could give a brief overview of what is numerology?
Oh, wow. Well, numerology for me is really the study and understanding of who you are based on the numbers in your name, your birth name, and your birth date. So every letter in your number corresponds to a digit, 1 through 9. Each of those numbers has a vibration, and in that vibration is where I focus to speak about your specific energy and who you are, what your gifts and talents and abilities are, what might be your challenges and how to overcome those, you know, problems that you keep seeing come up in your life, such as, you know, I keep picking the wrong person, or I don't like this work that I'm in. Why does that not feel right? I can look in your numbers and understand more about who you are. So numerology is both a science and an art, and the interpretation comes in play when it's on the artistic side of it, which is where I come in. I hope that explains it.
No, I love it. But it seems so kind of hard to even kind of digest, like, the information that you can figure out just from a person's birth date. What sort of things, like, can you find out from, what can you tell about a person?
You know, I believe that before we even incarnate, that our soul chooses the vibration that we want to come in with. And so that has to include both the day we are born and the name that we select. So even though if you're named after Aunt Sally, you have selected, you might think that it's because you are the aunt, the niece of Aunt Sally, but in fact, that name resonated so much for your soul that you chose to come in with it to have experiences associated with the vibration, the numerical vibrations that come from that name. So what I can learn from your information is so vast and so deep. So let's say that you have a tendency to be, you know, a quite impatient person, or artistic. You know, where does that come from? I can look in your name and see where that is. If you happen to be a person who likes to spend a lot of their time alone, not necessarily one who enjoys being around a lot of people, it might make you a little anxious. I can see that in your numbers. If you have talents and abilities that you haven't yet tapped into, I can see that in your numbers. And there's just so much. I mean, if there's a certain energy that shows up a number of times, in other words, an intensification of a certain number, I can see that in your energy and know what that implies in your life. So people who have headaches, as an example, a lot of headaches, generally we're going to have a lot of one energy, for instance. in their name.
Mm.
People who have an awful lot of creativity and sparkle and joy and are great networkers, they love to be around people, they're going to have some of the three energy in their vibration. So there's so much that whatever the question is, I can generally answer it for you.
So in the name, which obviously in one sense you could say we didn't choose our name, although you might say it was chosen as well. But so you're saying that like each letter has a particular connection with a number?
Yes. One through nine.
Mm-hmm. One through nine. And so and that name that we're born with it has that connection with us for our life.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. Unless you change it. Now, that's a very interesting segue. Can we go there?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Oh, you know what? Actually, let's hold that because I want to ask all this stuff here. This is great, but why don't we do it after the break? And then we'll get to calls because let me tell you, the phones are ringing off the hook. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be talking more with my guest, expert numerologist Raynell Williams. Plus, we'll be doing readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Love my dark man, way to the motorway station.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, expert numerologist, Raynell Williams. Soon, I will be doing a one-card reading before turning it over to Raynell for her perspective. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. When you call so that Raynell can do what she does, be sure to give Benny your full birth date. Raynell, I've got more questions for you, but before that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you and if there are any special packages for our listeners today?
Yes, indeed. I can be contacted through my website at raynell.com, which is R-A-Y-N-E-L-L-E. And I am at raynellw@gmail.com. And also, my phone number is 714-655-7718. And yes, for your special listeners today, Eve, I have a little package I put together of two for one, if you will. So you callers who are interested in a reading with me can have that reading, a full reading that's about an hour long, in addition to a follow-up mini reading. Often people, you know, they have other questions that come up within a short time after their reading with me. And so I'm adding that in all at as though it were one. So it's a two for one.
I love it. Yes. So I'm so glad that you're here to talk and address a lot of my questions about numerology here. And right before the break, we were getting into the name and the energy that the person's name. And we were just starting to talk about, what if you change your name? What if a person is adopted and that changes the name? Well, how does that impact your vibration?
Well, changing the name, first of all, let's start with, can you change the numbers that you're born with? And the answer to that is yes. However, what you can change is only your name. Why? Because how can you change the day, the year, and the month you were born? That's not possible. So that energy is going to be with you for your lifetime. The name can be changed, yes. And so I look at that as your name is, think of it as your blueprint. You came in with it. It is what it is. Now you can choose later in life to change that name. What you're literally doing is, I call it like overlaying, if you can visualize that, another energy on top of that, of your original blueprint, your original name. So over a period of time, that additional name, that new name, is going to gather more and more momentum, more and more energy, and become stronger and stronger. However, you will never completely be done with your original blueprint. So they kind of work together, although the new name will become stronger as you wear it, as you live it, as you breathe it. So that's how I like to explain name change. What's most important about name change is, why are you doing it? You know, is there a reason? If you know about numerology, generally it's a knowledgeable decision. It's a knowledge-based decision. So you say, you know, I've got so many N's or E's in my name that I'm always hyped up. I'm always on the go. I can't shut my mind off. And so you choose a name that's got a little more grounding energy in it. So that's a very strong and solid reason to change a name. Other people change their name strictly for spiritual reasons or whatever. And of course, women marry and they take on often the name of their spouse. So it's interesting how it can all play out. But if you're changing your name, hopefully you have a rationale, a reason, whatever that reason comes from. And then you select a name based on its energy and what it's going to bring you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you talked about when a person gets married, I'm sure what we often say, you know, I'm a Cancer, but I'm dating someone who's a Gemini. A lot of times they talk about that for compatibility. But what can you tell from compatibility? And I'm sure people will come to you for this as well in your private practice, in terms of using the numbers to determine your compatibility with another person.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yes, there is so much to be shared. I mean, think about it. We've got two energies side by side. How well do they mesh?
do they play well together? Or is there some challenge with that energy? Is there friction? Is there conflict? And if so, where is it? And how do we address this to work it out? I mean, I will never say to anyone, this is absolutely a wrong person for you. I will say something like, you know, the potential of this union is something that both of you will grow from. And, you know, here's what the energy will play out. Here's how it will play out. This is what this person's personality is. This is how they prefer to communicate. This is what the things that they like, that they don't like. If there's not a compatible energy, I will say that, but I will also say, these are ways that you can work on it. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But how much energy do you put in it that is investing more energy than you would want to have to invest? In other words, is it ease and flow, or is it paddling upstream? Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, to go into any sort of marriage, partnership, the more information that you have, not just about all the wonderful stuff, but also about perhaps potential obstacles and challenges, can only help to strengthen the union.
Absolutely.
And you know, and I guess you can take this further to if you're thinking of, if you're trying to decide between two different positions, mm-hmm. or two different companies, or moving from to this street or that street, or this home or that home. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, this can also go in terms of compatibility, but not just with a love interest, but in other aspects as well?
Yes. Well, excuse me. I work as well with hiring managers, for instance. They want particular characteristics, qualities of their employees. And so very often I'm consulted with, and the higher up, the more so this happens. In other words, this person is in a position of authority and decision-making, and they're a key player. How will they mix and meld here, number one? And do they have what we need? The qualities we're looking for. So that's one thing. If you're looking for an employee with a certain type of a natural talent and ability, I can share that with you. I can the range of, you know, their emotion, their character, what their the likely their communication style. Are they a good leader? You know, how do they lead? Yes. And as far as the numbers, I think you started asking about like house,
real estate and moving.
Absolutely. You know, the home energy that you live in is so important. And we don't often know that, but if you walk into a home and you feel the energy in the home, number one, but it can be very different. So if we're in a home that's like 3-1-4, we have 3 + 1 = 4 and 4 = 8. That's an 8 home is a home where, you know, you're getting, there is business at hand here. We mm-hmm. are focused. We want to get things done. It's like, you know, task oriented kind of home, as opposed to a home that digits up to a 5 or even a 3. We want to have fun. This is a party home. We socialize a lot. Can you change the energy of your home? If you're there, you're there, right? You've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in a home, and you're not going to leave that home just because the number says this or that. But what you can do is, yes, you can shift the energy a little bit and just, you know, I would consult with you and say, okay, what do you want more of in this home? Well, it's too serious right now. We need to lighten it up. So I would have you, you know, write the number like a 3 or even a 6 if you wanted to feel more homey and loving and nurturing. I would have you write the number 6 above the front door somewhere inconspicuous, you know, and let that energy settle in. And over time, you will gradually start to feel a shift and change of energy inside the atmosphere of the home. People will feel more comfortable. They will come in and be more at ease, and you will be less tense and on edge. So if that makes sense.
It really does. And, you know, it's interesting because I do tarot, and yet at the same time, it's kind of a leap of faith, you know, that here this card is going to provide this guidance for a person that I don't know, and yet it works.
Yes.
And so here it seems, you know, if I've got like a 5 home, but I really want to get things done, I want to be more of an 8 home, it's a leap of faith. But in terms of all the different leaps of faith you can take, it's very easy to do, and it's all about tapping into your power to be able to do it, and yet it works.
Yeah, it does. You know, we talk about this thing called energy, you know, the vibration of energy, but it's nothing we can see. You know, we can't touch it. We can't smell it necessarily, but we can sure feel it, you know. And that's literally the language of numerology. And, you know, I imagine a great deal of what you do with tarot is, mm-hmm. you know, you pick up on the energy that's being shown you. It's not the literal thing necessarily. It's mm-hmm. what you pick up from it. So I believe as human beings, the real magic is in what we don't touch and what we can't see, you know. And if we can become more masterful with that and knowing, you know, just allowing ourselves to be more in tune with that, with our energy, so much more life becomes magical. So
I agree completely. Well, I want to see this put into practice. So I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, we've got readings. So hang on, Austin, Diane, everyone else. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event that you're hosting at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. If you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my guest, numerologist and top 50 psychic in the country, Raynell Williams. Just before we get to our first reading, Raynell, though, could you please let the listeners know again how they can learn more about you and book a session?
Yes, indeed. You can find me at raynelle.com, R-A-Y-N-E-L-L-E.com. And at email is raynellew@gmail.com. And my phone number, 714-655-7718. And for today's listeners, I'm offering a 2-for-1. That is a full reading with me, as well as a follow-up for mini reading. If you're interested in that, just give me a call and we'll get going.
Sounds good. And also, just so people know, we do have one line open. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And you'll want to give Benny your full birth date so Raynell can do her thing. So let's get to the first call. Oh, but before we do, I just always like to let listeners know that I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'll be doing the one card reading after I'll be handing it off to Raynell. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, which is on your side, wanting you to be happy, there's nothing scary that can possibly come up in a reading. And before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that we're not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or realtors, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let us get to the first caller, Diane. Diane, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi there. Thank you very much for taking my call. I would like to know about a general information about my energy level. Do I have a high level, and am I directing it toward my metaphysical gifts the proper way, the way I should be doing it?
Well, I thank you for that question. That was really clear. And I have to say, from a tarot perspective, your energy is great, but it may just not feel that way. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Because what the card that I pulled for you is card number 21, which is the World in tarot. And that is the last card in the tarot deck, meaning that this is actually a time right now where you're at the end of one cycle, one part chapter of your journey, so to speak, and you're ready, even if you don't feel it. Again, even if you're not quite feeling like you're ready, you are totally ready to open this new chapter. In this card, this is really about owning who you are with unconditional self-acceptance, and to know that you've learned those lessons that you needed to learn from the last chapter. And that's why you're totally ready, you're totally embarking on this new chapter. It just may feel uncomfortable a little bit just because it's a little unfamiliar. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does. That does. Precisely.
Excellent.
That sounds really
wonderful. Raynell, do you have anything that you'd like to add for Diane?
Yes. You know, Diane, we know that you are a wise soul. You were born with just oodles of wisdom. Your life path is a 7, and it is the one energy that I consider to be the bridge between heaven and earth. So what I mean by that is you are quite intuitive, although I know that you've experienced periods in your life where you were very unsure of that, or even doubted it, or even skeptical about it. A great deal of faith has had to be learned by you to trust in your knowing abilities. Your energy, physical energy, can wax and wane simply because you have so much, cosmic energy that kind of comes in for you that you don't quite know what to do with. And that's just like, it's considered like being plugged in to like this high power energy that just kind of can run through your system. When you don't understand what that is and how to utilize it, how to sort of balance it and make it work in your life, it can become kind of draining. So being outdoors in nature, connecting with nature for you is very important. You're in an 8 year this year, which can be very high focused. Again, another kind of sort of draining energy for you physically, but your ability to connect and tune in and get your own answers is very strong and up for you. You're a very clear, focused thinker. Okay. What I would say for you is to remember to always trust what you get, because your answers are right there. When you don't allow that to come in, it can become another energy drain. Be outdoors as much as you can and connect with nature. Listen to that inner voice that you have, because it is very on point. Does that resonate for you, Diane?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. This is very encouraging.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for calling, Diane.
Thank you. You're delightful to listen to, both of you.
Thank you so much, as are you. So thank you.
Thank you. And take care.
So we are going to go right to our next caller, Suzanne. Suzanne, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
Yes, this numerology thing is very new and interesting to me, and I'm in sort of a really happy place right now, but I don't know what's kind of like what's next, and I was wondering if she could look at the numbers and see what things look like coming up.
Absolutely. Well, I can see that it is a happy place because I pulled on your behalf the King of Cups, and I love it when clients pull Kings and Queens just because it really talks to your strength, and Cups are all about passions and the heart. And so here you are in this really great place of owning who you are, what your needs are. All of that is fantastic. In terms of something else, though, is that you see on the King of Cups that he's in a throne, but he's kind of got turbulent water around him. So there can be some feelings of feeling isolated, almost like, okay, I'm ready to get to this next level. I'm ready to achieve this, but how do I kind of cross perhaps some turbulent waters in order to get there? What's the most efficient way in order to do that? And that can be something that I think Raynell might also be able to help with that, but it's a really good time for you. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Let's see. Raynell, do you have Suzanne's info?
I sure do. Hi, Suzanne.
Excellent. Hi.
Yes. You know, your word happy, I love that because it so fits you, right? It resonates with you. Your life path happens to be a 2, which comes from 20. And, you know, the 2 energy is like, it loves to live life. It loves to see the cup full rather than half anything. And so that is your outlook anyway. It's like, we can figure this out. This will work. You know, you're the natural mediator, the one who can make things happy for other people. I just hope that you're allowing that focus to be on yourself as well. So, you know, you were born on a 5 day, and 5 is the happy-go-lucky, adventurous kind of spirit. You know, let's have fun. Let's get out there and make things happen. This is a 5 year for you as well. So this is an active year, like new change, progressive change, even some travel and meeting new people, doing different things. It's the bohemian energy of, you know, what's around the corner. I'm just so excited to check it out and see what's going on. And so as this relates to your sense, and then moving into the next 2018, this is a wonderful year. I don't know if you are not in relationship now. It's a really up year for
no,
that.
No, I am. I am, and it's good.
I'm sorry, and what?
I'm in a relationship, and it's good.
Yeah, good. So it's going to get better.
Yay.
So because the 6 year is about, is six is the love energy. And it's about, and you are a couple person anyway. You know, the two energy, think of it as partnership, right? Yin and yang, the duality of energy. And so you really like sort of just lean into relationship very easily. That's something that it comes naturally for you. So I would, I don't know how much more happier you want to be. Just be where you are and really appreciate it and know that there's more coming. So, I mean, there's so much more I could go into here, but your question was around happiness. And I just think as long as you stay on the upside, you will be on the upside with that energy because that's naturally who you are. I'm going to say every energy has its flip side. So be aware of that. And it's a conscious choice to stay where you are. And you have that working for you is basically the bottom line of what I'm saying, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. That's right on.
Play more music,
thank
Suzanne.
You.
You love to dance and move your body and listen to music. So we'll turn up the volume.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't know about you, but I'm hitching a ride on Suzanne's happy bus because I love
yes.
all that energy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling, Suzanne. We are going to take our last break. Catherine, hang on. Well, when we come back, we've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest talking numerology with top psychic numerologist Raynell Williams. Let's get right back to calls, Catherine. Catherine, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Well, I just wanted to see what came up.
You got it. Let's take a look and see. Well, first of all, I pulled on your behalf the Ace of Swords. Now, aces are all about beginning. Swords are about action, which means that there's some pretty kind of sharp action that is perhaps being made available to you as an option in terms of continuing to keep things vibrant and to keep things back in your happy place. And of course, it's always challenging because when we do need to make some big decisions, we can be hesitant to do that. Please take this as validation to really look at what those open doors are that are being presented to you in terms of decisions that you need to make, and know though that when the universe presents opportunities and ways, you always have free will. Yet sometimes this could be the time of maybe carving some people into your life, carving some people out of your life, doing what you need to do in order to keep your strength and keep your vitality going forward for this new exciting chapter. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's take a look and see what Raynell has to say.
Hello, Catherine, you zesty little
Hi.
Five. you know, I love this energy of yours. It's a life past five. And this is, you know, we spoke a little bit about this with our former caller, Suzanne. And yet yours is in the very prominent position of life past. So coming from your birth date. And so I know that you love, you're a liver of life. You like to get out and do things and have fun and mix and mingle. A gift with communication, you know, whether that's, you know, in words or in writing, whatever that is, I hope you've tapped into that. You know, anywhere that you can express, let's say, express yourself, you know, so right off the top of my head, people with this five energy in this placement, such as, you know, like Anderson Cooper, Howard Stern is this life energy. So, you know, you love life, you love to live life and travel and have fun. And, you know, this is the energy that makes you very, you know, sort of wanting the good things in life and to be able to enjoy those and move on to the next things. It's why I call it the bohemian. It's, you know, don't be overly cautious. When you have an idea, it's generally a good idea. Learn to be able to go with that and trust it more, because there's a fountain of information that's always flowing through you. You know, and you also happen to be in a year of five, personal year of five this year. So I know that there's been ups and flux and flow for you, which is typical in life, but it's more intense for you even more so this year, especially with this life path of a five. So I hope that you are allowing yourself to live out in the flow and not like putting structure and boxes around you, because that would make for you to be very, tense and nervous even, and kind of closed in. And that's not who you are. That's not your energy. So as well as not having too many irons in the fire, the flip side of this five, loving life so much and wanting to do so much, be aware that spreading yourself too thin does not serve you as well. But just look at the things that you love to do and go with it. Have fun, enjoy. This is a year especially for you to do that and focus in on how you can express, be more expressive with your heart, connecting and touching in with your heart as opposed to being in your mind so much. Does that make sense, Catherine?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Excellent. I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling. So, Raynell, before we close the show, because I can't believe how fast this hour has gone by, could you share again with our listeners how they can reach you and if there's anything next for you on your ever-evolving journey?
Yes. Well, I can be reached at raynell.com. That's RAYNELLE.com. And RaynellW@gmail, and my number, 714-655-7718. Today's special is a 2-for-1, a full reading with me, as well as a mini follow-up within the next 45 days if you have other questions that come up. And yes, thanks for asking, Eve. I am really working on launching online webinars right now. Mm-hmm. I love teaching and I love for people to know more about numerology. And so I'm really hard and heavy into that right now, working with numbers. I also volunteer for, a therapeutic school here with girls. And I'm enjoying a lot of fun with these teenagers right now as well. So the webinars is what's up that everyone might be interested in. But for my personal life, I'm having so much fun being a teenager again.
Well, and I also imagine, too, how rewarding it is when for young girls to know that they actually they're in a place of great power. Absolutely. And with even numerology, it's really tapping into what is in their power so that they can rule the world, as Beyonce says.
Yes, exactly. Really good point. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And so the webinars are going to be fantastic, too. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
You know, and I really encourage listeners to consider this, not just for yourself, but it also makes a really neat gift for someone, just because I know that Raynell has given me a reading before in the past, and I just found it so spot on. And I'm just so happy that you were able to be back on the show. Will you come back again? Because people were still calling up. And
I would love to come back again, Eve. You are the best. And I have never experienced anyone who can read tarot the way that you do. It's so amazing the way you get the information you get. So absolutely. Are you kidding? I love being in your energy.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It is definitely mutual. As soon as I started looking through the book there, I was like, I have a friend for life here.
And yes, so, indeed.
I cannot believe this hour has gone by so fast. And thank you so much, Raynell, for being part of the show today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our numerology show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.